Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, is Her Majesty about to twist the knife? More on that in a second, but first, Martin Compton is a former army comrade of Harry's and appeared on the television program Lorraine saying, "I know Harry's military honors and titles meant a lot to him. It's just sad that he's not going to have those anymore. How do you think he's going to feel about that?" Ex-Household Cavalry Lance Corporal Martin replied, "Yes, he was very passionate about what he'd done. He's obviously served his time, so anyone who has served time deserves what they have got. So to have that taken away will be a massive ordeal for him. It's a big thing that he's done. And personally, I hope it's worth it for him." Martin added, "Everything he has got, he deserved. It's a big ordeal for him, so to be able to do that, he's obviously just looking out for his family. I guess it comes down to, you can't be a royal and cash in on it, and the royal family have said that, which is why it's all happened, I guess. The Oprah special is going to be a big thing that comes out. There's obviously a reason he has done it for himself, and we'll see what comes of it, I guess. I met Harry just before I went to Afghanistan in 2006. I really respected him. He had done everything he needed to do to become an officer. He was just genuinely a nice bloke, very caring, and couldn't do enough for us." Lorraine asked, "He never wanted any special treatment, did he? He was just one of the lads." And agreed, "Exactly that. He was just a normal guy that had literally served his time and everyone respected him for what he had done. I was very fortunate to be at Prince William's wedding and we happened to be front row, so it was a surreal day anyway. But as they were both walking down the aisle, Harry turned to me and said, 'Hey, Compo, how you doing?' Even on a special day like that, he took the time to say hello. It was just unbelievable." But as for that knife twisting, the Express suggests that the Queen may decide to give Harry's titles to William to once and for all let Harry know who is boss. But don't worry, Harry. Her Majesty has her ways of reminding everyone. The Mirror reminds us that the Queen uses the royal social media accounts to publicly wish her loved ones happy birthday on their special day. The family's official Twitter and Instagram accounts share lovely photos of the birthday girl or boy alongside a sweet message, usually with a few emojis. But the Queen decided to change her message to her third oldest child, Prince Andrew, when he turned 61 last week. She only shared the message on Twitter, not on Instagram, and she scrapped the use of his official title, the Duke of York. It also wasn't actually a happy birthday message, but instead a on this day style message. It read, "Hashtag on this day in 1960, the Queen was safely delivered of a son, the first child born to a reigning monarch since 1857. Even the Duchess of Gloucester got a birthday message, and her husband, Prince Richard, is 28th in line to the throne." The account shared a photo of her alongside the message, "Wishing the Duchess of Gloucester a very happy birthday today." And Palace Intrigue will be right back. According to The Telegraph, Meghan Markle wanted the Oprah interview to air on the BBC. "That's nice, but things in life are not free." A BBC source said, "We're not going to pull out the checkbook for that, and instead we'll air a Commonwealth Day celebration featuring the Queen and that wonderful Kate Middleton." Pod Save the Queen hosts Anne Gripper and Russell Myers joined in on the discussion of wanting privacy versus going on Oprah. Gripper said, "This contrast between the wish for privacy and having just fought a massive privacy case, then doing the big baby announcement, and then particularly signing up for the Oprah show has sparked some conversations." Myers added, "The issue really is here, you have just won a huge privacy case in the High Court, and now you are allowing a broadcaster to ask you anything you want about your private life. Nothing is off limits. I mean, it's quite a contradiction in terms, and everybody will be waiting and watching to see what exactly is discussed." And from Hola magazine, fashion designer Robert Dvorak, who was a close friend of Diana, believes that the late princess would be furious with Harry. Dvorak explains that Diana's greatest wish was to see her children shape a modern monarchy, which Harry can no longer do. "You cannot exile yourself and collect money from Netflix or Disney and also want to continue collecting from the state for your performances for the crown. You cannot live in a mansion in Montecito, California, and sign millionaire commercial contracts and also want to receive money from the public coffers or continue to represent the crown. I think Meghan is the boss." Harry is a boy who suffered a lot and believes that Meghan has the legacy of Diana, but he is very confused. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.